97.3, fourth one.
We're talking this morning about Cheryl Cole, and famously, Cheryl loves her tattoos, doesn't she?
She does.
Well, she wants to be a tattoo artist, so the guy who did that thing on her bum let her practice on him using proper inks and stuff. So, I mean, it's all permanent. And so we were talking about practicing, being a volunteer for something, because there are certain jobs where you need to practice, right? Hairdressers. Hairdressers have to practice on people, don't they?
Of course they do, yeah.
Morning, Boogs. An ex-girlfriend of mine was training to be a nurse, and she used to practice on me by taking my blood pressure. Well, I mean, that's not really that hard, is it?
I don't know. If you get it far too tight, you're going to have a big, you know, fist like Popeye, aren't you?
That's true. She used to also practice taking blood, but I did draw the line when it came to doing the catheter.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
What have you got there, Arlene?
Anne has been in touch, said, my pal volunteered for me to practice a home perm. She was 15. She ended up like Wurzel Gummidge and had to have all her hair cut very short.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
When my brother was a trainee doctor, he used to practice on me stitches for post-surgery. I used to wear an old thin jumper, and he would then stitch up the jumper without hitting my skin underneath.
Oh, thank goodness.
I say without hitting my skin. He did hit it a few times. By the end of it, I looked like I'd been rescued from Edward Scissorhands.
Imagine trying to take that jumper off after he'd still attached him.
Oh, you sewed up the hole, you muppet.
And Liz, this is a cracker, a bikini trim. Yep. Whilst a little boozy with my sister, a little boozy using clippers. Not pretty at all.
Who uses clippers down there? It's dangerous. Let's take a call. Fourth one, hello.
Morning, Boogie.
Morning.
It's Jim here from Lamanka.
What have you volunteered yourself for, Jim?
My sister qualified to be a teacher, and in these days they were able to have the belt. So she got her belt, and she asked if I would let her practice on her, on me. And I tried the belt once or twice, and I thought, this won't be too bad, yeah.
Okay, I'll so this that. Is back in the day, isn't it, Jim? You're going back a few years when the teachers used to be allowed to use the belt.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, not that long ago, but yeah, a few years ago.
How often did you volunteer, mate?
Just the once. I went and put on about 3 or 4 pairs of thick gloves.
Yeah.
And I stood there with my hands out, and she gave me one of the belt, and I pulled my hands away and said, I don't think you need any more practice.
And did it still hurt?
It was probably the worst belt I ever got.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, obviously that kind of stuff isn't acceptable these days, but back in the day, then good on you for volunteering. Well done, Jim.
No problem.
Cheers, buddy. Bye. Fourth one, hello.
Hello, my name's Tom.
Where are you from, Tom?
Well, from Methil.
From Methil, right, Tom, what are you saying?
When I was a young lad, my sister was training to be a hairdresser. And so I've had permed hair, blonde streaks, I've had but red hair, everything. Everything you can think of, my hair's been, for the ages of about 16 on to about 18, I had every colour of hair under the sun. Of course, I was a bit of a new romantic at the time anyway, so it suited me. But you know these caps that you put on to get blonde streaks, they've got the holes in them, you stick the crochet hook through, you pull
yes,
your hair out.
Yes.
My sister didn't have the best eyesight, she would make her own holes, and I'd have puncture marks in my head the time she was finished, and it napped.
Is she still a hairdresser, your sister?
She's working in the hospital.
Oh, great call. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Boogie in the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.1.